Thank you. 26th of March 2020, day one, lockdown. Very quiet this morning, saw a car and one jogger. Vicky just rung from hospital. She went in at 3 a.m. with possible stroke symptoms. Just Ruth and I here. Sarah may come and join our bubble if the shop closes. Margaret's staying at her place, but she's in her bubble and we're her support. Dogs are happy. 10:30, Ruth gets up, has some chocolate and goes back to bed. Punch a few cones. It was about lunchtime, so I put a roast in the oven and went to check the animals.
Day one. Great. Matthew's writing a diary. I won't have to utter those dreaded words. What are you thinking at the moment? Back to the diary. That horrible man has just pleaded guilty to the mosque murders. I wonder why he did it now. Weird. Need to find my vape. Found my two vapes. Yippee.
Went and checked the animals. 29 sheep at Nawatu. Should be 30. Checked all the boundaries. Checked the creek. Checked the bushes. No sign of the missing sheep. Thought I'd better get back home because that roast in the oven. Oven, roast, mutton, number 30, you stupid old fool. Came home to find that Ruth had started writing in the diary, but only on every second page. 100% extra is unnecessary, so I had a little rant about that. It's what's wrong with the planet.
I will now write on this page, Mr. Grumpy, and yes, you're right. Thanks for pointing out what's halfway wrong with the planet.
Day two, very quiet. Showers in the night, sunny now. Checked animals, lots more people out walking and biking. Quite a few cars PM. A letter came from the road user charges. When I got my certificate of fitness last time for the truck, my odometer wasn't working. I had to buy a new one and send the old one off to them.
Day three, beautiful day, made melting moments and wrote a list of jobs for lockdown, mainly for Matthew, but some of my own to make it seem legit.
Day four, thought I could hear children, but it was women in their front yards and Cowrie Street shouting at each other because they couldn't join each other. Put out rat poison. Opened the letter from RUC. It was a fine plus $1,500 that I hadn't paid in road user charges. They said the hubometer hadn't worked since 2013, so I rung them up. I said, how do you know how many miles I've done? They said, we can tell from your speedometer. I said, why have I got a hubometer? Because the speedometer's unreliable. Said, how can you do that to me? I didn't set out to defraud you or conceal anything. This conversation went round in a circle several times. I asked to talk to someone else. I got someone else. Same conversation, round and round in a circle. I ended up with a third person who was the boss. Same conversation, no satisfaction. In the finish, I said, look, I'm going to hang up now. There's no point in this conversation. In fact, it would make a man want to give up the will to live. So I'm going to hang up, okay? I hung up, turned around, I was sitting in Ruth's seat in her office, turned around and talked to my dog about what a lot of wankers they were. And we decided that the best thing to do was go around the animals and talk to them.
Day three, delivered groceries to Vicky, was talking to her over the fence when my phone rang, a man looking for Matthew. I asked if he wanted his phone number. He said he had it and he was ringing it and could hear it ringing in our house. I said, who are you? He said, Constable so-and-so, I never got his name, and we've had a call from a government department concerned about Matthew's well-being. This spun me out a little. Rung his daughter and a friend, but I couldn't say why I was ringing.
Came home from checking the animals. There was a man and a policeman in the garage. I don't know why, but whenever I see a policeman, I think, could I outrun him? This guy was my age and I could definitely outrun him. I said, what are you doing? He said, are you Matthew? Yes. Are you okay? Yes. I said, are you okay? He said, yes. Then we talked about nothing in the world in general for 15, 20 minutes. And then he said, are you sure you're okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. He said, I think you're fine too. And he left. This was bizarre. I tried to ring Ruth, didn't get an answer, so I rang my daughter. She nearly died laughing. She said, you've had a mental health call out.
Day 14. I dropped a 4-litre can of paint. It went everywhere. A real rush to dress myself and Matthew in drag for our family drag quiz on Zoom. 21 of us from all over the world. So I wrote a poem. I spilt the paint on the drive to be dressed in drag and ready by 5. My husband got it in the neck. By God, get it together, Ruth. Don't be such a wreck. A bed, he had a bed then. It's hard to put work around, but hey, we got it down. Bigger tits I want, he said, so I shoved more undies down his chest. Highlighted cheeks, green hair, black dress. Belinda is his name today. I really hope she doesn't stay. Mimi is the name for me. Wouldn't it be great if I could stand up and pee?
Now, I can't write poems.
Neither can I, actually.
But all my life I've collected limericks, and I write them down in a book. Got quite a collection now, but the one that came to me during lockdown was, I have a friend, his name is Tim. I like to throw tomatoes at him, but they squash and slide off, and it makes him grin. But these buggers will hurt, they're still in the tin.
Thank you.